Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano. So I'm Kim, and I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I know that I just want to share continued prayers to California, to LA, and to a lot of my friends that are just really coming up and, you know, trying to figure out what their next plan is. We don't plan for each day, but this is what's going on here. And thank you for the outpouring prayers that have been sent to us. And of course, we've got our power back, so that's a great thing. And of course, I don't even want to complain when that's the least thing of what's going on in our world. So again, I do want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show, not even if you miss it, but if you want to just repeat it or learn or hear any of my past shows, they're all on my podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, that is on iHeart, it's on Apple, it's pretty much wherever podcasts are. So of course, we've got some giveaways, so I want to give out our phone number here. And that is 805-419-0008. Again, 419-0008. I'd also, well, let's just talk about our giveaways. And, of course, Rubicon Theater in Ventura, one of the best theaters out here, and they do such a great job. But we've got some tickets. And, of course, this is for tonight, Saturday night, Two Trains Running. And, of course, they've got the Comedy of Errors and How I Learned What I Learned. And, of course, those are all happening. And I'd love to get some of my friends out there that are listening a pair of tickets. So call in again, 419-0008. All right. Also, I would love to invite you to my next business mixer, and that is happening February 20th, 5 to 8 at the Palm Garden Hotel. I'd love to see you there, so you can share the love in your business. So with that, I always start all our shows with something uplifting. And, you know, I just want to say strive for progress, not perfection. None of us are perfect, but if we just keep trying to be better than we are today and better than ourselves, not somebody else, we have to run our own race. So again, I love that. And really just do what you do, but do it your best. So with that, I am excited to bring our first guest on, Kat O'Sullivan, and of course, her latest book, From Doubt to Do, which is so so in line with what we're just talking about, and really navigating your pathway to possibilities. Kat, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, I'm excited to be here, and I know so many of the guests in the Southern California, especially LA area, are facing so much disruption. And, you know, 100%. Even people who aren't being affected by that, you know, in this time, you know, there's so much uncertainty, so much potential disruption heading our way that, you know, I think the thing that's on my heart the most is, you know, when we think about all those things that feel impossible, you know, what if impossible is just a story that we're telling ourselves?
And that is so true, you know, in so many ways. You know, it's interesting. I did a leadership class, and actually it's this week I went to another leadership class. I love that because it just shares, I'm also a business coach, and it just shares and gives me more tools for my toolbox. But, you know, it's almost like, do it anyways. Be scared and do it anyways. You know, I went zip lining, okay, with my grandchildren. We all went on a cruise and we were in Costa Rica. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. But here's my 7-year-old and my 9-year-old and my children. And they're like, Nana, you can do it. And I'm like, And I'm like, you know what? I'm really scared, but I'm going to do it anyways. And that's how I stand up every day in whatever I do. Because if we're scared, we're never going to do anything. So I love that.
And yeah, I mean, there is no courage without fear. And there's no transformation without stepping into that fear and facing it head on and making a choice to step into it, trusting that, you know, we'll learn and grow through it. You know, we don't need to have all the answers before we step out. We actually only discover what's possible when we take that first step, which of course is always the hardest. Mm-hmm. But once we do, once we take that first step, it's amazing how we figure out what the next step is.
And then I love it. And don't overthink it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, I'm a Tina Fey lover when she says, you know, just do it and then figure it out later.
There
and that's been kind of the story of my life is, you know, being willing to step out in faith that, you know, I'll figure it out as I'm doing it.
Right. I've actually been told that too, Kat. Early on when I started my show many years ago now, my girlfriend said, you just dive in and then figure out how to swim. I'm like, I do? Like I had asked her, she would wanted to do it with me. And she's like, well, let me investigate it. And I'm like, already 10 shows in. She's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, that's how I roll, you know? So
right.
It is. And I think now in my life, I would be still thinking about it, you know? So I love that. And I love your book, From Doubt to Do. I haven't received it yet, but I'm super excited to receive it. First of all, why'd you write it? What inspired you?
Well, why I wrote it is that, you know, I have done a lot of seemingly impossible things throughout my life, and I've learned a lot, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, learned a lot along the way. And I know in my heart of hearts that there's so many people, especially women out there, who are thinking about doing something, you know, fundamentally different than what they've been doing. And yet, you know, they're terrified and they're not sure, you know, whether to do it, how to do it, when to do it, why to do it, you know. And so, you know, writing this book was really, you know, a way for me to share, you know, what's worked for me and how that could work for them, you know, to give them a framework, a roadmap. You know, the book is filled with, you know, a lot of inspirational stories and along with them, you know, very specific how-tos, like I said, a roadmap for when you're facing that seemingly impossible thing, what it's going to take to be able to get to the other side. And I love how you said it's all about progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
Because that's the reality. It's going to be imperfect. And I say imperfectly perfect.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Question. Do you have a podcast too?
I don't at present.
Okay.
I kind of put that on hold because I'm actually going to be giving a TED talk in March and I'm very, very focused on the message that I believe people really need to hear today. And it's really focused on, you know, a couple of the stories in my book about the limiting labels that are keeping us stuck and the lies behind them and how we can transform those labels into something that's going to frame, you know, how we want to live our life and what we're really, you know, capable of going forward.
Yeah, I love it. Can you share a personal story from your book that really kind of shifts from doubt to action?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the story that I love to tell around the labels is when I finally left the corporate world so that I could confront those limiting labels, And my initial experience was going to work at a residential treatment center inspired by their mission to offer hope and a second chance for, quote, at-risk girls on probation. Mm-hmm. And these adolescent girls, they were just like one step away from lockup if they didn't get their bleep together. But here's what hit me right away, that this isn't a second chance. It's a first chance, because the only reality, if all you've ever known is one thing, where's the choice in that? And the traditional methods they were using just weren't really cutting it. And to me, it was clear that the only way to transform these girls' lives was to give them an opportunity to experience their value through serving others. So I was able to create a volunteer program with 20 nonprofits in the community. And, you know, when I first shared my idea.
Wow, that's huge, Kat. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, when I shared my idea with the executive director, he's like, oh my God, Kat, you're really on something or onto something, you know?
Onto something. I like that. Yeah.
And, you know, he was skeptical, but he said if I could, you know, get people to commit to giving the girls a chance, he would support me. And midway through the summer, because we started a summer program, the probation officers were like, I can't believe it. These girls aren't AWOLing. Why is that? And the reality is that the girls began to discover that they matter to somebody, and somebody matters to them. And whether whether it was walking with Johnny at horse therapy, visiting Mrs. Johnson at the senior center, helping at the food bank, they begin to see themselves, you know, anew.
As important as they are needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they realized they do matter, and somebody mattered to them. And it was transformative. I mean, transformative. And it shifts not only the girls, but the community's perceptions from at risk to full of potential. And, you know, there was no turning back. And fortunately, the success of the program led me to be able to create a lot of other opportunities to impact other, quote, underserved youth in the community and beyond. And yeah, that's still a label, but it's a little bit better than
Wow. That's beautiful. You know? Kat, I wish we had longer. I want to have you back because I feel like I could talk to you for a long, long time. Where do our listeners get your book, and where do they find out more about you?
Yeah, the best way is to go to my website, which is simple. It's kat@katosullivan.com. And there they'll find information about the book, about my speaking, about, you know, all the things that I'm up to now. And contact information if they want to reach out.
I love it. All right. Well, let's plan another talk. And I'd love to connect with you throughout social. Please share our show with everyone. And I'm definitely going to have you back. I want to learn more from you.
Well, thanks. This has been, you know, wonderful. And I hope that those that are listening will confront the labels that are holding them back and create one that reflects their full potential.
I love it. Liv, this is not how do you say it? This is our real life right here. It's not I'm losing the words, but anyways, yes, it's not a rerun. It's our life. So thank you so much.
Yep.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. Please, if you haven't called in for our tickets to Rubicon, call in right now, 419-0008. That's 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated?
Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Dr. Heidi Taylor is a licensed clinical and depth psychologist specializing in family law, couples, grief and loss, trauma, and complicated bereavement. She sees children, adolescents, and adults, individuals, couples, and families. She's a court-approved supervised visitation monitor for Ventura County monitoring visits between non-custodial parents and their children. Dr. Taylor is the author of Tales of Awakening, Coming Back to Life Again After a Period of Emotional Deadness, about recovery from traumatic grief. Dr. Taylor welcomes you to reach out at 805-732-9446 anytime. That's 805-732-9446. Or you can go to her website at drtaylorsv.com. That's drtaylorsv.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi, parking, and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, I'm Kim. And I just thought I'd really just take a couple moments to, you know, see how you all are getting your business started again, being motivated in 2025. And of course, with all the things that are going on and all the news that we're hearing, and, you know, has it personally affected you? I know that as a universe, we're always personally affected. But I know for myself, it's like I have to pull myself away from the TV and kind of make some personal goals for myself. So some of the things that I've done is think about different networking groups that I'm going to go and go to. Also, like my first one that I went to, I actually got there and it was really nice. They were very welcoming, although I knew half the people there. So, you know, it was a great opportunity to really get to know some people and renegotiate and reconnect with people. And of course, over the holidays, we kind of stay a little, like we were on an incredible cruise, did a lot of family stuff. And so I didn't see a lot of my business partners. And I call them partners because in order to do business, you have to have people that are promoting you, that are referring you, and you need to stay in touch. So like when you are in the room and they're still referring you, that's a great thing. But what about when you're not in the room? Are you still top of mind? That's really when it all matters. And so that was really wonderful to see so many people. And they were like, you would have got the you know, the gift for knowing the most people at this event, at this mixer. So another thing, if you haven't already heard, I do have a business mixer. We did it all last year. It was so much fun, really hearing about people's business and sharing their love in their business. And if maybe they're a little unsure of what they do to get business partners, come to my mixer. Reach out to me. I would love to get on a Zoom with you to help you not only really know what you do so that people listen, people lean in, but really to get your message clear. Sometimes we wonder why we're not getting business or wonder why people aren't calling us up, because half the time they might not know what you do. And so it's really, really important to, one, know what you do, know how you can serve people, know how you can be a service to people. And so you are top of mind. The other thing is really following up. How many times have you met somebody and you haven't even followed up with them and they wanted to do business with you? Is that you out there? Well, those are the things that are really important. And follow-up is in the fortune is in the follow-up, as you've all heard that. So that's one of the other things. I'm excited. I have two different sponsors that will be speaking at my mixer, and they get an opportunity to actually be in the front of the room. And they also get to be interviewed by me. If that's something that you need, I would love to get you there. It's also sometimes somebody else can bring out the best in you. And that's really been my gift. That's what I do. Also, if you have a business that maybe you want people to see the inside of your business, let us come interview you, videotape you, and so people can not only hear you, they can see you. That's another thing. Also, I always have a guest speaker. And Craig Shoemaker is my guest speaker this year. And of course, if you don't know him, he's been on my show plenty of times. He's one of the funniest comedians. But he is actually a speaker now and doing a lot of speaking. And so I'm really excited to be sharing what he is talking about now. And so, of course, that will be another reason to come to my mixer, which is on February 20th. It's 5 to 8. It's at the Palm Garden Hotel in Thousand Oaks. And we go around the room and let you really share who you are and what your business is and who you serve. So if you're not getting out to all these mixers or networking groups, how are you connecting with people? What are some of the ways that you are getting business? Is it word of mouth? Are you walking the street, introducing yourself? Years ago, when I was doing hair, I used to shop for clients. I know people think that's funny, but I would walk into the different shopping centers and see somebody who was really good looking, took really good care of themselves. So I knew that their hair and their personal experience was important to them. And I would just give them some tips. And I'm telling you, I would say 80-20, they would call me unless they already had somebody they loved. And I would encourage them to stay with them. But guess what? When they were done with not loving them anymore, they would come to me. So those are all different ways of really reaching out for business. Also, just picking up the phone and saying, hey, do you have time for a cup of coffee? I'd love to get to know you a little bit better. Also, be a listener, not always the one speaking. If you're speaking, you're not listening to them and getting to know them. So these are all different techniques that I have as a business coach that I share. And a lot of times we don't even see the blind spots that we have. And so that's one of the things I do. I do a reflection call. And of course, 2025 would be an incredible time to do a reflection call with me, where you just tell me, what is it that you do? And how are you doing it? And how are you connecting? And also in your business, if you are a business owner and you have employees, how are you keeping your employees happy? Are you believing in them? Are you micromanaging them? So many things that we don't really understand. Sometimes that holds us back. But definitely it's all about, really sharing each one of our superpower and making sure that you are living and breathing your superpower. Because sometimes you hear people, I'm not sure I'm in the right career. Why not? There's so many things that we could be doing. And I knew for myself that when I did hair, I was doing what I love doing. Now I'm radio and business coaching. I love what I'm doing. There's different chapters in our life. And what chapter are you in? Is it time to move to that next career? Is it time to do some soul searching and to really figure out if you're in the right place? Because if you're not serving yourself first, you might not be serving your business. So that's kind of I just really wanted to share that a little bit today. And also, are you on social media? Are you on LinkedIn? Do you have all your information? Do you have business cards? Do you have videos that show what you do? Are you reaching out to people? When they see you, are they knowing how they can get in touch with you? These are all the things. So I would love to send you a link and really get you involved with, are you radio ready? Are you network ready? Any of those things would be something that I would love to share with you. So if you are interested and you're listening right now and you've heard something that maybe kind of thought a little bit deeper and you want to know a little more information, call us. call us right now. I'll get my team member to send you some information. And all you have to do is call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And I'd love to give you a complimentary call to just really reflect on your business and make sure that you are living your best life, your best business, and that this year, 2025, is going to be your best year yet. And again, I want to just thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday. I've been doing this for a really long time. It's truly my passion. I've learned so many of my listeners and people that I meet, and just that they hear something that inspires them to do their best job. So I'm excited. And we are going to get back to our next guest. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And, of course, my next guest, he's been on my show several times. He's local right here. And, of course, this guy's got so much information. And so I hope that you have stayed tuned in. And for any reason, if you missed any part of it, just download our podcast on iHeart, on Stitcher, on Apple, anywhere to hear more information. But I'm talking about Robert Feldman. He is the CEO, president, and co-founder of Wows Insurance Services. And briefly, we just talked for a second. We were talking about this is not what we wanted to be talking about. But, of course, with 25 years of experience as an insurance professional with expertise in placing insurance in these fire zones, and, of course, I just want to say again, my heart goes out to California. And welcome, Robert. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Obviously, this is not the reason why we want to be here right now. But
this
obviously
is so
today, nice. I like to always talk about good things, but there's a lot of things going on right now, and we're just trying to get a lot of information out to everybody that is either affected or has friends and family that are affected. You know, either way, we're just trying to get information out at this point.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? In the very beginning, I was like, I know I'm going to know somebody, but I'm just, you know, throwing my wishes and prayers out to everybody. And then we got a phone call that two of our good friends that we've done business with forever have lost their home. And, like, they have nothing. Like, when we were talking to him, the concept of, you know, him being a realtor and he did all his suits, all his art, all his mom's art, you know, I mean, if you don't even really think about that kind of stuff, like he has no other shoes, you know? I mean, you don't think about the impact, but I'm glad that you are here. And what guidance do you have for those who have been impacted by this?
Well, I hate to say it, we have what's called a 5-step process for recovery.
Okay.
And it's really important for everyone to know. And it's a chain. So obviously step 1 to step 2 and step 2 to step 3 all the way through step 5.
Okay.
This has been very successful. We have helping clients throughout. I've been doing a lot of different speaking engagements, helping get information out there right now. But the 5 steps are really important. And it starts off with actually the most simplest one. A lot of consumers that have lost everything at this point, and these are ones for total losses I should start with,
is to simply
file a claim.
Okay.
There are a lot of consumers out there right now that are – It's like losing a close family member.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are somewhere right now in a hotel, or they're somewhere staying with friends and family. And to your point, as you mentioned, it's demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
I was on right before getting on this podcast or getting on with you today. I was on with a realtor on the West Side that was telling me he lost everything. And what's so interesting was he's more concerned about his clients than himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, I said, look, I go, hey, tell me, and we talked about the 5 steps, have you filed a claim? And good news is he did that. And he had the claim, and he had the claim number, and he had the claims adjuster. And I said, that's great. That's step 1.
Okay.
Step 2 is the most important step. Believe it or not, it's certifying your home as a total loss. Having the insurance company certify a total loss. Now, technology has helped with this. So the fire I compare this one to is Woolsey. Woolsey did not have the technology we have now. There's a lot. Cal Fire has a great website where they're showing, and you can see if a home is they're even taking pictures of each individual home. So you can go on to Cal Fire, look up the home, and get pictures. Do not wait for your insurance company to certify a total loss. We've helped hundreds of people in the process of certifying total losses. And I'm sorry to say, my wife's agency has a lot of homes lost in the Palisades and also in the Eaton Fire. And so we've been working with and helping with getting them, you know, the information, pictures. If you can get pictures right now, I should say it's over the last couple of days, consumers are finally starting, our clients are starting to start to be allowed to be back into the areas. They're opening up the areas. It is so very important that you get pictures. And if your house has not been certified as a total loss, that step two is the most important. And here's why. Once the house is certified, step two is completed, and you're going to step three. Step three is actually really important. Where are you going to live? Where are you going to live? Everybody has different scenarios. I have talked to people that are, you know, this is also something which is interesting is because of COVID and the COVID shutdowns and things, a lot of people are remote now.
Right.
A lot of people are remote. And so
they're not only out of their homes, they're out of their business, right?
But what I would say though, the good thing about being 100% remote is you can move.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere. And so you're not stuck. The ones I feel terrible for right now are the ones that have a job where you're having to work in the area, right? Or somewhere near where that's why you bought your home, because you're going to have to find somewhere to stay close. You can't move to Sacramento is the joke, right? You can't move to, and so if you're 100% remote or retired, I've helped a couple couples that are now looking at renting places in Oregon. In Arizona, because right now, obviously, nothing's going to happen anytime soon. This is a terrible thing. We're just helping people get to the right places, is what I'm going to say.
I love it. Yeah, that's great.
But you can't get long-term housing until you finish step two. Step two being certify the total losses. That's why step three follows step two. Once it's certified, you get long-term housing. You start getting, as you mentioned, suits, socks, shoes. I mean, the things that you're going to need, they're going to give you percentages of your additional living expenses and also your contents immediately. That unlocks all of it when you start to do these things.
Okay.
The four step seems premature, but it's not. Fourth step is a very important step. Once the first three steps are accomplished and you got a place you're living and you're putting contents back together and you're getting stuff organized, I was on the conversation and I told him I gave him a virtual hug, but my hug isn't just to say I'm sorry, it's to pick him off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said, do you have an architect? A licensed architect? You got to have licensed architects. You're going to need to have someone. You need to get the bid because once the house, again, step two is certified as a total loss, you get to your housing. You want to have that contract put together, a bid and contract to get the plans to rebuild your house. That can be turned into your insurance company, and they will write the check to get the process going on getting the plans to rebuild your house.
Wow, that's wonderful. Okay.
We have so many consumers we've helped get into these steps that are doing it right now. The last step, obviously, is contingent on the fourth step. The last step being the fifth step is obviously having a builder give you an actual bid for the architectural plans. Well, you can't do that until step four is done.
Got it. So you need an architect to start your plans, and then you need a builder to fit them. Gotcha.
Yep, because once you have a bid from the builder, you can start to receive, you know, maximize your coverage.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of areas we know, and there's a lot of moving parts here when it comes to, we don't know if the city and county, like in all these fires, are going to mandate clearing the properties or whether they're going to allow individual consumers. That's still up in the air. We do not know the answer to it. The mass devastation in the Palisades, it could be just one big cleanup.
Right.
We don't know. But the one advantage of having a general contractor, a licensed contractor ready to go is you're going to be able to have everything. You'll have the money from the insurance companies. And the moment the door opens up, if you are as a consumer allowed to clear your own property, the contractor can immediately go in and file for those permits.
Got you. Got you. It seems so premature, but you're absolutely right. You've got to start somewhere.
You have to. There's thousands, we know, thousands and thousands. I mean, part of the thing is the miscommunication when they talk about 12,000, you know, structures. Believe it or not, a car counts as a structure. So if a house goes down and there's a house and two cars and two detached units or buildings, you know, like a guest house or a pool house,
ADU.
That's considered five units out of the 12,000. So we know there are thousands and thousands of homes that are lost here. And it's really important to be on it. Right. You have to be on it.
I love it. Okay. Great.
I've been volunteering my time. I've spoken in front of every major realty chain for the helping realtors prepare for this. I've got two other ones today that I'll be on for an hour where hundreds, if not, I had one pushed over 600 realtors on the call asking questions.
Wow. Okay. And Robert, what is the next one?
That's the last step. That was five.
That's okay.
Five. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. So let me ask you, first of all, what about the people that had no insurance? Maybe they paid their homes off. Maybe they, you know, what, talk to us about that.
My heart goes out to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, I'm not an expert on this.
Right.
FEMA, there's going to be things, there's going to be requirements to clear property.
Yeah.
The people that don't have insurance, I'm sorry to say, have really been devastated in this fire. They're gonna lose a lot of. What scares me is, and the good news is based on my experience, that's a very small number or very small percentage. Very small.
Okay.
I know that there are people out there, and my heart goes out to them. And there's a whole host of reasons why they don't have insurance. I don't get into that part of it.
Right.
You know, but my big thing is those are the ones that are going to need to, you know, look to secure loans and things to rebuild their homes, or they're going to be clearing their properties and selling the lots and moving on.
Got it. Let me ask you, you know, a lot of people had, like myself, okay, we were canceled. And, you know, a lot of people maybe didn't renew or they were looking for another one. What happens there? I know that I heard that they're going to actually, help them
right now there has not been anything there's nothing been posted. If you've lost your insurance, so the only thing that has been announced so far is going forward. So if your policy renews anytime after January 7th, the renewals were – you know, the policies were being renewed. I'm sorry to say, there has been nothing so far that is going to make it retroactive.
Gotcha.
Now, the one thing I will say, there's been a lot of information going back and forth. California is very, you know, very strict when it comes to the timeline of insurance carriers canceling policies. A consumer is required to receive notification between 45 and 60 days prior to the renewal date. And so everyone that had an insurance policy that was canceled obviously received that notification.
Right.
And then they were also, you know, a lot of consumers were in the market. There was no part of the Palisades or the Eaton fire that I found, you know, prior to that could not get insurance. The problem was more pricing. I mean, there were some consumers that obviously my heart goes out to that couldn't afford, and that's a different conversation entirely.
Got it. How can WOW's Insurance help anybody that is listening right now, or what can you do?
I'm just helping. We're helping our brokers because we're a wholesaler. We bring insurance carriers. The good news is we do have insurance carriers. And one of the big things we're getting a ton of questions on. Is this the end of insurance?
Got it.
The answer is no.
Okay.
The answer is no. We have multiple companies. The moratoriums are starting to be lifted, and so meaning that the moratorium shut down insurance. We have multiple carriers that are going to be willing to write insurance policies for consumers. Obviously, you can't write a house if the house is damaged or it has damage. There's not going to be something that they're not going to write at this time. You'd have to fix damage prior to. But there are carriers. We are going to have insurance. And a lot of the neat things that WOWS has been able to do is we've been actually being able to bring insurance carriers in to try to reverse the trend of the cost of insurance going up. Okay. We have our own program.
I know that we've talked about that when you've been on before, so good. I'm glad that that's still in the works.
Still going forward, and at the same time, we're bringing multiple carriers in at the same time.
I love it. Robert, you always bring some really good tips, and of course, I love that you simplified it for the five recovery steps to building your home. And for anybody that has any other questions, where can they find you?
You can easily find me. I'm helping. I call it, there's a difference between clients and consumers. A client is somebody that is with one of our insurance. A consumer is somebody that's not with us. I start at 4:35 in the morning and I go until about 11 o'clock at night. I'm helping so many consumers that are having problems and just helping them unwind. My email is very simple. It's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, the @ WOWS. WOWSinsurance.com.
I love it. And, Robert, thank you again.
And we're there.
Okay. And thank you so much for coming back on here. Please share our show with everyone and, you know, continue to
work
for California.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
How are you doing? And Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you doing? I know you're based in the LA area, so my thoughts have been with you all out there.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank God we are good. We just have our power off and on, but I can't complain about that when there's so many other things going on. So we definitely take your prayers and we appreciate that. So where are you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. Well, you guys have had your share too, right?
We have. You're earlier in the fall. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to really talk about, I guess you call it the real world when our children leave for college and they have all these responsibilities, and really just talking about money and setting finance resolutions, especially for this new year. So talk to us a little bit about, first of all, who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Robin Growley, and I'm head of consumer deposits at Bank of America.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so what are the most popular financial resolutions for 2025?
Yeah, well, the good news is that we recently performed a study at Bank of America, and we found that 86% of Americans have financial resolutions this year. So that tells us financial resolutions, financial management, top of mind, right? And that's where we need to start. This needs to be kind of a priority on everyone's list. And so when we look at the, you know, resolutions, why are the folks making the resolutions? What's the reason? You know, number one we see is increasing savings. And we know that savings are so important to be able to achieve, whether it's your short-term goals or your long-term goals. Maybe it's the family trip this summer, or it's your child's future. Perhaps you're looking forward to making a down payment on a home this year. Those are big, important milestones, and in order to achieve those milestones, savings are a critical component of that. We're also seeing, more resolutions around travel, too. So being able to, travel as a family and being able to save for that travel as a family. And then lastly, I would say, and this is a great one for anyone and everyone, I'm building the emergency fund. We've all had those instances where, an emergency pops up. It becomes a financial obstacle for us, especially when we have children, right? There's the unexpected expense or things that happen. And so it really is important to have that financial emergency fund for us to fall back on.
100%. And now would you consider that being a separate fund so that, the way I've kind of always, I have four children, now five grandchildren, and, putting money away for every day, obviously, when you see something that you really want, and then putting money away for the rainy day, or, you know, I guess, would your rainy day be an emergency day, or is that the same?
So I kind of look at it as a little separate. I always say, you know, if you're going to save, like, start with the emergency fund, right? Like, because that is really what you need to have available. And then outside of, okay, you know, having your emergency fund, then that's really, you know, I'm going to call it the savings for the longer term, right? Your longer term goals that you want to achieve.
Okay, perfect. And then, so, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that save separately. It's kind of like you trick yourself a little bit. I always have like one savings in one bank and another savings in another bank because, you know, you look at it all and you're like, I have this much money. When in reality, if you see only the one, you kind of know that you've got another reserve. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I think, you know, we all find different ways to manage our finances. But I think what's mm-hmm. most important is that we have a budget, right, and that we set goals. And regardless of, you know, where you have kind of your savings, that holistically you know where your budget is and that you're going back and kind of reassessing where you are and how you're trending towards your savings goals or your budgeting for that matter.
I like that. I love it. And what kind of financial resolutions can families set together?
Yeah, so I think, you know, starting simple as a family, right? Because everyone is kind of at a different level, if you will, in terms of financial literacy. I always say just start by talking about financial literacy, right? Creating that safe environment, age-appropriate conversations to talk about money and really what are smart spending habits. That's going to improve the financial literacy for the entire family. And you can use simple things, right, to drive those conversations. So if you're out, you know, for dinner as a family or out getting ice cream, something of that nature, use that as an opportunity to talk about, you know, perhaps how much things cost, or for those children that are really young, just letting them pay the bill, hold the card and give it to, you know, the person at the register. Like, those are really great ways to kind of just open the door and have those conversations. Also, I just think creating a shared savings goal so everyone is working towards something together as a family, right? So that beach vacation in the summer, that can certainly be a really great resolution where everyone agrees and starts to kind of pitch in. And then also thinking about charitable giving. So many times we think about what, you know, we want to buy, or, you know, I have twins that are, you know, 10 years old and they're so focused on, you know, sports and they want the baseball bat and the basketball shoes. We use that as a teachable moment. But also you have to think about, is there an opportunity for me to give back, right? So talking about charitable giving as a family, that's going to help build empathy. It's going to reinforce shared values, but also, you know, it gives you an opportunity to talk to your children about things that matter most to them in terms of helping their community.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that you're teaching that at such a young age. And lastly, what are some of the tools and resources available to parents to help them talk about those finances with their kids? And also for some of our parents that maybe wasn't taught that when they were young and how to manage money.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always say first and foremost, just make things fun, right? And whether you're an adult or a child, we all appreciate when something is fun, right? So thinking about something as simple as, you know, maybe you have family game night. Instead of playing Scrabble, switch it up, play Monopoly, right? That gives you a chance to start having those conversations in a fun way, right? So I say, you know, it's not always that we have to go and use a financial tool. Like, we have a lot of those tools right around us sometimes, like a Monopoly game. And then, you know, next, think about just developing a simple budget, right? So many of our children, you know, probably received some cash, you know, from a relative during the holidays. And so instead of just letting that kind of sit in the sock drawer and not really have a plan for it, you know, work with your child. And it can be as simple as getting out a piece of paper and a pencil, right? And talk about the money, you know, how much you have, and then how do they want to, you know, how much do they want to save? How much do they want to spend? And set some goals. And I think that will help continue to open the door and drive those conversations throughout the year. And then, you know, lastly, I think it's important to give children a hands-on experience. They see us, you know, as a parent or a grandparent, you know, neighbor, paying for things, but they need to have that experience too. So, you know, there are a variety of tools that are available to help have the financial conversations, but gaining that practical experience is so important. And at Bank of America, one of our tools we have, it's our Safe Balance for Family Banking. So So it's a parent-owned account, and it offers flexible parental controls on the account. It also has an age-appropriate digital experience, and so the children can get a, you know, debit card that goes along with that account. Of course, the parent can set the appropriate controls for that card, and their financial literacy resources. And so that really helps. You know, if it's one thing if you're, you know, you're still talking to your child about, you know, saving and budgeting, but then when it comes time to pay for something, you're still paying for it. Think how empowering it is if they're able to pay for something themselves and they're able to kind of watch the balance of their account. So using tools that will help them gain that practical experience is very effective as well.
I love it 100%. And so where do our listeners find out more about you and, of course, Bank of America?
Absolutely. So to learn more about our financial resources, you can go to bankofamerica.com/family banking.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Robin. Happy New Year. Stay safe. Stay well. And thank you for all these great tips. Please share our show with everyone. Thank you.
Will do. Take care, Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us. And remember to get your name in for tickets to Rubicon and also hope that all these great guests and some of the things that I shared with you would give you some insight. And, of course, call us at 805-419-0008 and download our podcast. And, of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Whatever you choose to do, do it your best. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend and stay well and stay safe. Thanks.
Got a pocket full of sunshine.